Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
It's Tuesday, June 30th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The larger economic context, then, is the market stabilizing? And Google's bare metal expands. This is the business of tech. The Geneva Motor Show for 2021 has been canceled because of financial consequences of this year's event being canceled, and the foundation behind the show announced that a majority of exhibitors said they would, quote, probably not participate in a 2021 edition, and they would prefer to have the next show in 2022 instead, end quote. The show itself is up for sale. The EU has confirmed that American citizens will not be allowed to enter its borders because of the country's inability to contain the spread of the coronavirus. And Bill Gates used his live-streamed TED 2020 Q&A to provide his insight into the coming fall, indicating, quote, "There's good progress, but nothing that would fundamentally alter the fact that this fall in the United States could be quite bad, and that's worse than I would have predicted a month ago," end quote. Full details for all three in the show notes. Why do we care? This is the larger context. I've been recommending to buckle down for extended turbulence, and here are more data points. Big trade shows are going to be a problem for 2020, for sure, and likely into 2021. They pose significant risk, but let's also note that those companies that produce them are also facing disruptions. Those that are pivoting and adapting, such as what I've seen in the video game industry, are going to do better than those that keep placing bets it'll all be the same. Experts say it's going to be rough, other countries unwilling to accept Americans, and big events off the table. Which leads me to... CompTIA has released research data that they believe indicates the business climate is showing signs of stabilizing. Customer interest in cybersecurity, cloud computing, and other areas could be an indicator of a business environment that is stabilizing in the wake of COVID-19, as 84% of tech firms are receiving new customer inquiries, which is up from 76% in March. There's also a slight improvement from April, when 83% of tech firms said they were receiving new business opportunities. The survey, conducted earlier this month, found that the majority of tech executives, 52%, were feeling optimistic, while 42% are hanging in there, and 6% reported to be in a difficult situation. The survey also found that 94% of companies believe their business will change for the long term. Now, why do we care? I don't think this optimism is entirely warranted. Thinking about the context set previously, we have a lot more turbulence ahead. I covered the IT Glue research study, which cited seeing impact to monthly recurring revenue already for solution providers. I think that's just the initial impact, due to the inherent nature of selling services to other companies, as tech services companies do. The business isn't impacted immediately, and you don't see those impacts for a little while as it flows through the economy. I continue to advise to proceed with caution. Plan for the worst, hope for the best. By the way, there'll be a bonus episode on Friday going deeper into that IT Glue study. Google Cloud announced it's expanding its bare metal solution to 5 additional regions. First announced back in November, the bare metal solution provides hardware for running specialized workloads, such as Oracle Database, close to Google Cloud. Why do we care? Google's bare metal solution is designed to allow the movement of mission-critical workloads to the cloud. It includes everything: compute, storage, networking, power, cooling, and facilities. I was struck by a post I recently spotted by a new provider who was asking about still installing servers. On the other hand, we have this capability. Something is broken. Don't be that company still selling servers. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon site. Have you enjoyed the extra editorial content? Have you seen the videos on YouTube? Would you like early access? Patreons get early access to the content and get to ask questions and contribute. Editorials are picked from polls that are happening in the Patreon community. And you get to directly support the production of this show. If you like what you hear, if you want to get more, and you want to get more access, join at patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.